was a way for Alaskan Natives to acquire title to those lands which they used on a seasonal basis. But that has been repealed, so you cannot acquire, say, title to those lands under the Native Allotment Act. The only way I know of right now that you could perhaps do it would be under the Claims Act, the 14C reconveyance provisions, where if these lands that you mentioned are on village corporation lands.
They are in regional corporation land district.
Well, and that's interesting. I was just discussing that earlier. I'm not sure why regional corporations were not obligated to acknowledge the subsistence areas of their shareholders. I know that village corporations were required, they must convey those 14Cs over, but I'm not aware of any provisions for regional corporations. I might be mistaken, not being totally familiar with the Claims Act.
Then would I be able to file for some land, or would I, if I file for some, then they would just reject it and just saying, you're a native and you don't need any land because you already too past the date or something?
Well, for the Allotment Act, they wouldn't accept an application from you. But for the 14C reconveyance, you get that directly from the village corporation. You don't go through BLM. You don't go through the state or the federal government. What the federal government does is convey the land to the village corporation that they are required to convey to the village corporation by law. The village corporation by law then must turn around and give two qualified natives land which they've applied for.
You mean
not under the Allotment Act, but
you mean qualified stockholders on the corporations, or
I'm not sure if holding stock is a requirement. I do know that you had to be residing, if I'm not mistaken, on that land by 1971. Or have used that land, be it for your fish camp or a hunting cabin or berry picking, some subsistence activity.
Ever since I can recall, some of these lands that we've used as resourceful locations, we've used them before the state of Alaska even was existed.
But Mr. Fleurant is saying that under the Native Allotment Act, you had to file your application before January 1st, 1972, was it?
Yeah, December 18th, 71.
Before December 18th, 71. But if you didn't file then, it's too late now. That's what ANCSA says.
By then, when those dates became then when passed came to pass, majority of us were in school and we weren't able to get any understanding or anything because we were sent out. Our parents signed us away to go to federal boarding school, and I was relocated down to Oregon to go to school, and I finally got out of school in 71 and I was into college from there.
Well, I think you had to be 18 to file for an allotment, didn't you, Mr. Fleurant?
You have to be 18 to receive it. As far as filing, and this is something that constantly comes up at some of the hearings, is you have to have used the land independently, say.
Tamat kuninga ikayani sinyao ne kung mo patagan na kanigilo o kusigaw kanigilo sulit awlanga binye tam na ulit sa kamiyo sumog katilila lugit ikipala lugit kinaka minak pata asi batap ko ako suakso isumatigil ka luak tatka katita takpikane kasalene kumaka halugit ikipala lugit isumatigil ka luak tatka Ule sule unanga usia aninga tingutika ahonuk. Usia aninga sule isu magiak simbezugu kaisile makisuruak. Tak pikunga ania aninga. Piura matusule pisumitsugo. Pamakanolugo. Anneksaku na minyak patak pikani. Tam nanuna. Isim masuk kaluak tunga. Kanolugo anneksaku minyak. Anneksaku na minyak pan. Agranuwa isu matiki kaluak gali uwanga. Ukea me skito yu naksik pan. Umat ko akak tegalu itu akhli, tapi muka ati pada waktu itu semua tinggal waktu agla tapi muka kena ngasole sebab rak angin belum ni, tapi muka agla ukang ajak juga sama, ko apa kerja kau ni aja, apa kerja tak kau makan ni. Alguien llegó a mí.
Well, I don't think we have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Wali ba siya kunang nana? Wala kita reserve ka mo sa kailo nga. Takibait kaksigalo ka ma. Ako ito nga libunga. Sibunok si kama. Aktuani. Uwale, isumalo tigil na ka kapsin niyo kiyo ni. Tam na nuna. Dahil mani, 1970 nga nga. Nalupkahlo nga. Inuobin niya. Putu PM isagutian ning nang mata tabra ipaluk isagutin malli isagutigalo aktunga magtigarri magtigar sabaktilluit tamang anu nagalan ikayu sia kangai chuanga yan isumaga iluilego imalu baik ko iletka nunan naksakatit ka. Dahil mapiyaningan ni Luwit, tusalakit ka. Aganam, umiyap karuamun, tubakatawuram. Tap tu mengaligo kuliah tuak mau nga, tabrani kasimak pada. Tabra ubang nga, ukaluhuram nik, ayuhurak tuak dun, piak siru nga sunik kia ubang ukakaniak pik. Tabra si akwakra ceguruak, ulak kia, umiap kaniligo tusangait kaluangan. Tabra, tamna pikahluo. Uamnik ukalungi ukalulik suhulugo tabrani ukakaniliwak sige gali. Asiwa newspaper nungo ima ilibiligo pingagaluakanik ka ngat. Ubangali uamni piyakatak ukausigilugo kuliakto ako kika ima pagkakaluaka maaglaka pakinning napko. Uminga sibulililagalugo. Upinakirato ako man kilikirik matigik. Agabigini akan nunakinyon. Akan at mani nunamituat, tuwakatawruat, paniruat. Kanututema isuma naglikraan tuwakatiming nun angalat takigat, kebaluktit takigat. Inmikun ni tema ublato akaman taunung akibayakuni. Takiyuktunganun. Sam-masam na siko imak iloaluwaligit pa. Nakaitip ka kami akawruak katiminyon angayunmik kasilibilyon eh. Tusakap ta imaguok akapik siyok tuat piyak kuligit tut. Pilaw tangiligit tut. Piyak kungit kaluak tut. Pimakaluk tut. Tabrali isumarak tunga. Tabra. Agabak Akabirinayakanik una, kangapag isumamigtun ang alatsurak ting, amang ngasak, taniginin, inna nukat piyaruk, susuktuak maliriwak tuatun, sutkungiliw nagagalabluwo, tenasimik pilusimik, ilinisakajibluwik, temasin akabiksiyok tuat, isumangat, pilaw taok pahiluting, niriyuk tuat, piyutisuk pahiluwit ilani, pimahlun mong tikitsak tut, isumatim nili. Isumanga una, ang uniyak tuam, abang nga, ang alatsiruam, ang niyak lugu. Tam nasin, kuliyak tuak inakali, ukaw sinidaka, kuliyak tuak iniwalag niyakaya. Tawagu kukuwag, umiyak tuksak tuwag, tuwa katigig. Tawala umiri kamik, tasama at iluhurawruk. Aban mong iluawtik at iluhurawruk. Uwagu ki, tamna, angun sabit kaluwaraktuk, tawagu akanak, tamnap taong nunamituak, iluawruk. Ilataki, tenasik ang iruak nirun pikparong ilata sa bagay niya ka. Tabratam na akanak ang iruamik sa bakaktok. Tamara sa maupin na kami.
Ako sa mga tabatan ni ilan ni tamatko kalilang miraktok. Kanong hukubo ko ba?
Ito sa kanik, sir. Akihirok siutilutik, inna taaksak siutilutik, pingin nyesut. Tamarasuna ataktu akurah lugu, nakikib lugu. Awan min, tenali inyo nyesut. Sumilika awlakahu taliku kilugu buluta. Nunamun, nunamit kalwakapta, pitukakapta. Tamara awlakahu yuranun, awlakahu tibuluta, inyo niyakahu tisugatikun. Ilisahu tibuluta. Sunawali sa mauwa nga, akakuma. Mahalaktum nuli, ilisaw ruti hiramnik, ilisaw siunekan nga. Pangmapag. Wali, okak panganiangit kalwakto nga, taap tumingali, ukalalaw hulunga. Taam na to sa galwaka kay kapkuli, ulalaw hulunga, lupin mata. Kanukulugok. Tatkim niya, apapiafsi, angayok kapiafsi. Inyunia kabihing arak, igilulibigibulugo, kapsinyo kiyuninyubigibulugo. Sumaruo ko ba pinyurang ayat pisigo, tam na lito sa agalo akakikap ko, o kalang matsipiak to nga. Wa imali akulit ka o kakong niya akong nakamir. Uwa nga, kakto nga Mary Aviwa na.
Thank you, ma'am.
Berger, thank you.
Be, ukah tu yang ni buat, nilai belak mentiun. Nilai belak mentiun semua ukah holding. Isak udik isak ngaga lock tuat. Inyebiak kadip ta, inyebutingat. Menaduk tauin miok, alang wicok. Inyunya anip tini, wap tini. Pimak tumit pai juda nunakput teyi cipurun ni agalan dere balad mun una tey mani sabad raksi ap kule in bed kami vi arik slob mi sabahalunga kim apagerok to wal aman ni nyi tak sagare bitak ta ulunga sabak kama 1980 isagodi sakani rapta inyare yakput Apa seluk tahu di semua orang, ilapta, nyibak adipta, emau ekwa, nunawak tahu di keluarin, semua badi. Inyuwok kia, temakwa, sebab keluar kawasaruk, kumirak badi. Kia wok, ada niksunyak badi, tenasi, nede belad manik, pekak tuat. Tapi ishumagaloama kigudihirait kaloagamalo ivahaligaloagamalo makpiganik nutkaqtaqtugut nutkaqtaqtunga sabakkaloaqtunga iyupianun nutkaqtautiqaqtunga makpigalukua naamaitsuaqsirut immakiat ko sumawat nede walad manit inyi pimak tok tai nahal ole tite kommade tite tadi
am I right, Percy?
Okay, fine. That's fine, sir. Well, we won't pursue that subject with Mr. Stotz. Not only in Alaska, but in Canada and in other countries, everybody read about the establishment of the North Slope Borough back in 1972, and it was the first Eskimo home rule government in the world. Its activities are well known throughout the state. In other regions, now you made the point that the regions have to be considered separately. They're not all the same by any means. In other regions, the issue of state chartered municipal governments or IRA councils or traditional councils, political institutions composed entirely of native people, has come up again and again. Do you think that the North Slope Borough is, do you have any comment on where the North Slope Borough fits into this whole panoply of institutions that we have around the state?
Well, the North Slope Borough, in my opinion, is nothing more than a Title 29 Home Rule borough. It's an instrument of the state of Alaska. It's a state about it. And many of the issues and priorities that the North Slope Borough has are of Inupiaq nature, because that is the political majority up here. But I do not think that it's fair or legal to say that the North Slope Borough is purely an Inupiaq organization. It is not, legally or otherwise.
One question that I raised yesterday with Mayor Brower, and that came up later when Ronald Brower, the vice president of UIC, spoke, was the question of taxation of native corporate lands. If ANCSA is not amended, then the lands belonging to native corporations become taxable, or at least subject to taxation, 20 years after conveyance. And that puts it off until the 1990s, maybe for some, in some regions, to the next century. But
hop on the jet plane over here and make some people vote at that time, because it was very difficult to travel. And that's why this ANCSA is just an anguishment to the natives in the negative. It's the most negative history I've ever seen made, because of the containments of ANCSA, like 7I. How can a corporation that you are, they give you to the sovereign, now you're under the assumed sovereign, the welcome sovereign that we welcome, and they give you a charter under that one. So you could be ruled again by them. And this state
the state structure is more damaging to a minority structure than it can help, because we will have all these discriminatory thoughts that will be coming about because of this disclaimer, because of this right we gave this vessel to be sovereign on our lands. I mean, we weren't discriminatory when we accepted their sovereignty to become a state within the lands. And when they made the state, they had boundaries under the national defense, which is NPRA, and which are most of our villages are on, is under the national defense, and which is supposed to be strictly exclusive authority under the United States. And today we have a structure that is the North Slope Borough, which is chartered by the state, by those people that came on the vessel. And that's, I believe, that's, I mean, it's the choice of the people to have so many structures. You could have 10 structures, you could have only one, but we've seen some of the, we've felt the symptoms of all these charters from the state and the federal charters that the, under the Indian Reorganization Act. And I believe for these kind of sovereign people, the best structure that these people can run on is a federally recognized structure, not on a... So the people would not pick it. But it really belongs
to resources. I believe that as well as being a member of the Nuuk City Council, you're a member of the Greenlandic Home Rule Parliament.
Mm-hmm. I am. There are 25 members in the Landsting, and there are 11 of the other two parties, 11 each, and I am the third from my party.
The you mentioned that abuse of alcohol is something well known to Greenland, and I can tell you that it's well known in northern Canada, and it's apparent to me from the hearings I've held in Alaska that it's something that is well known to Alaska. Are there? This is nothing much to do with ANCSA, but. Since you're here from Greenland and we may not see you again for a while, are there any special measures that you were taking in Greenland to combat alcoholism? And you mentioned women's shelters to protect women from family violence and so on, but apart from getting at the symptoms, so to speak, is there anything that your government is doing or you think it ought to do to deal with the basic cause, if you feel you can identify it, of this kind of alcohol-related violence?
In the last 20 years, the towns in Greenland, the societies have changed much from basically hunting and home economy to a industrial society where you produce fish, and that have in through these plans, or in order to realize these plans, the Danish government have made a policy which made us concentrate into big towns, which means that we moved from the villages into the towns, and the housing there is high rises, big blocks, and it has destroyed the Greenlandic family's life, and it has cost us much to, it has put us a lot into a, for us, foreign way of value or way of living, which have, and on the same time, the Danish way of society have grown up, like with bars and with the money deciding who is important and who is not important, and that have made us as a people very, you know, it has taken our ground, sort of, that we had to adapt into societies like these. And our policies in the Landsting now is to build
more children came, they would have another extra teacher. Still, they would employ one or two natives to help in the school program. Roya Marwak was one, and but before him, there were like Roya Marwak married Alice Aluk. I never knew her last name, but her maiden name, given name, was Aluk. And then there was Annie that came from a family down from Wainwright. And she stayed with some of the other, the school teachers here. When the times when the Bureau of Indian Affairs boats, like the Boxer, and those ships would come in, they were bringing in supplies for the school, and Dad was the only one that had the trading post. But the school teachers start telling that they should have a co-op program for the natives. So not a lot of the trappers, the native of this community, had surplus fur and consolidated it so they could start a little co-op, native co-op. And those that had the fur were the stockholders of that little co-op. That might have happened all along the whole Arctic coast where they had been coming in with the school program for the BIA. When times came, I could see how they were operating when I could understand them more and more. The BIA would bring certain amount of groceries for that native co-op, and they would set the price on the merchandise, saying that they must not make a big profit. And it was hard for those people that were running the co-ops to be able to get enough profit out of the merchandise they were selling to make their business more profitable for the stockholders. And in those
to meet with Alaska Federation of Natives and the attorney, the United States Attorney General Ramsey Clark. Arctic Slope Native Association didn't have enough money to buy a ticket for me. So Forrest Solomon Sr. took out his credit card and gave it to the Ween agent, Ween ticket agent, and said, "Here, use my credit card. This was the type of faith that the members of the Arctic Slope Native Association had towards our aims and goals. The membership of the Alaska, Arctic Slope Native Association were those of Inupiat blood in the Arctic Slope. What we had to do to continue our lobbying effort of the Alaska Native land claims was bring in some expertise in several different areas. But first, I want to bring in the leadership of the Arctic Slope Native Association. We start off with the president, Walton Amawak, being the first president when I came into the association. Later, the following year, which was 69, I came in as a president. The right-hand man, our first vice president, Edward Hobson Sr., was a type of person that had command of the Inupiat language, so it made it easier for me to make some of our presentations.
System in the Poudre Bay area, because every time I walk around here in Barrow, I see public notices that state that you should put input so they could drill, you know, drill beds, or they could further expand the oil pipeline toward our village.
The gathering system.
Yes, and also, the North Slope Borough has approached us. If we want the North Slope Power Road to be connected to our village, and in our hearings with the North Slope Borough, we have resisted that because I know there'll be a lot of influx of people coming in, which will disrupt our way of life in Nooksit. And in the wintertime, when they build the ice road, there has been people from our village which has gone to Fairbanks and Anchorage by truck. I know, the people know that too, that if they build a hollow road to our village, it would be to our advantage because the freight cost would be lowered because most of what the stores order, you know, the groceries and merchandise have to be flown in, and that's, you know how expensive that is in the North Slope area. And also, when we talk with the oil companies, when they went to our village using their twin otters, their transportation, they tell us that, you know, the price would be lowered in our village, you know, if we were going to purchase them, which hasn't been the case. And also, when we talked with oil companies, they stated that they were going to start an impact fund using state oil royalties in case there was an oil spill within our village or within the Coral River Delta. And I think this past year, the state has leased oil and gas development on the Cobalt Delta. We have put our input to the oil companies, having meetings with them. We tell them, we told them that we resisted. We told them that we didn't want further oil and gas development. It seems like
when we talk with the oil companies, it goes in one ear and out the other. They develop no matter what kind of herrings you